matter what happens, we cannot die. We were never born. We are not the cells of our immune system. We are eternal soul, eternal spirit, never born, never dying. As the Bhagavad Gita reminds us so beautifully, we cannot be burned by fire, cut by knives, dried by the wind. We are soul. We are spirit. And simultaneous to that, inviting us, encouraging us, welcoming us to expand into the truth. We aren't the body, but we have a body. And that body is sacred. That body is holy. That body is a temple. And that body is our only medium to awaken to consciousness. And so in this time, we care for the body. We do whatever we possibly can, not just this individual body, but this body. Because when I care for myself, it no longer can be on any level of health or wellness or safety. It no longer can be just this body. It has to now be this body. And as we commit ourselves to service, we realize the greatest service that we can do right now in our communities is to stay home. How ironic is that for those of us committed to a life of service? The best way you can be of service now, stay home.